Hi, this is Matt Dean. I'm going to read a short excerpt today from the book The Case for Faith by Lee Strobel. In this particular chapter, there's an interview with Ravi Zacharias on the subject of origin, meaning, morality and destiny. Ravi says, "Jesus provides answers to the four fundamental questions of life in a way that corresponds with reality and has internal consistency unlike any other faith system. Concerning origins, the Bible says we are not identical with God, contrary to the Hindu claim, but we are distinct from him. In other words, we didn't bring ourselves into being, but we are a creation of God. Since we were created in his image, this accounts for human beings having a moral point of reference. No system is able to explain this except the monotheistic ones. Even naturalists have no explanation for humanity's moral framework. However, this moral framework corresponds to the reality of human experience. Also, Christianity says we rejected the divine will. The tempter in the garden said, 'If you eat this fruit, you will become as gods, knowing good and evil.' The implication is that you become the definer of good and evil. Humanism was born right there. Man became the measure of all things. This willful rebellion and rejection of God corresponds to reality. As Malcolm Muggeridge said, human depravity is at once the most empirically verifiable reality, but also the most philosophically resistant. Next, the issue of meaning. Here again, the Christian faith stands without parallel. The simplest way to describe it is that God does not call us to meaning by asking us to be good people. He does not call us to meaning just by telling us to love one another. It is only in the experience of worship that meaning comes to be. Only something greater than pleasure can provide meaning, and this is the perpetual novelty of God himself in worship. The Bible tells us to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and only when we've done that can we begin to love our neighbours as ourselves. This also corresponds to experience. Next, Christianity says morality is not culturally based, but instead it grows out of the very character of God. Otherwise you end up with the dilemma from philosophy of old. Is the moral law over and above you? Or is the moral law subject to you? If it is over and above you, where do you find its root then? The only way to explain that is to find it in an eternal, moral, omnipotent, infinite God, who is inseparable from his character. Thus Christianity explains morality in a coherent manner. Finally, destiny is based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the historical event that proved his divinity and that opened the door to heaven for everyone who will follow him. Where else do you have anything that comes close to claiming this?" You can find more in the book The Case for Faith by Lee Strobel. Highly recommend getting this book. It's not perfect by any means, but there are some very good arguments. It basically consists of a selection of interviews with experts based on some of the main objections to faith and Christianity. I recommend seeking it out. Thanks for listening.